Today, we're heading up into the Colorado Rockies, specifically to a place where history isn't just in books, it's etched right into the mountainside. We're talking about the Georgetown Silver Plume National Historic Landmark District Public Lands Commission.
It's a stunning area, but what most people don't realize when they're hiking those trails and enjoying the undeveloped views is the incredible bureaucratic heavy lifting that happened behind the scenes to keep those lands public.
Right. We're diving into the story of the HDPLC, the Historic District Public Lands Commission. It's a partnership that's been quietly succeeding for about 40 years now.
To understand why this matters, you have to go back to 1986. The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, basically announced they were planning to dispose of a bunch of small land parcels in Clear Creek County.
Dispose sounds so final. Like they were just going to sell off pieces of a National Historic Landmark District?
Exactly. These were small fragments of land tucked between the towns and the National Forest. If they had been sold to private developers, the whole character of the National Historic Landmark District would have changed.
So the local community stepped up. In 1989, the towns of Georgetown and Silver Plume, along with Clear Creek County and the Colorado Historical Society, History Colorado, signed a cooperative management agreement. That was the official birth of the HDPLC.
What's cool is how many different chefs are in this kitchen, but they're all cooking the same meal. You've got the towns, the county, and even historic Georgetown Inc., who joined because of their conservation holdings on Saxon and Leavenworth Mountains.
And it didn't stop there. The Colorado Division of Wildlife joined in 1990 to protect the Bighorn Sheep Range west of I-70. Then the U.S. Forest Service became a voting member in 1996.
It's a massive team, and they aren't just a club. They were actually mandated by federal law. The Public Law 103-253, signed in 1994, officially transferred these federal lands to the local agencies to be managed as a unified front.
It's rare to see so many levels of government, local, state, and federal, agree on a single plan to provide for recreational, preservation, and education uses.
One of the crown jewels of this effort is the Silverdale Heritage Area. It's a vital interpretive and non-motorized recreational site located just above Georgetown.
Silverdale and the Rutherford Trail that connects it to Georgetown is a perfect example of what this commission does. It's not just empty land. It's a place where you can see the mining history and enjoy nature all at once. The HDPLC also manages trails like the 730 Mine Road and the Argentine Central Grade.
And because of this partnership, we've seen the area grow. Recent projects such as the Silver Plume Mountain Park above the town of Silver Plume continue to increase the land area managed by HDPLC, a park where both historic mining history and bighorn sheep habitat are managed together.
Since that first agreement in 1989, we're looking at nearly four decades of this commission keeping the National Historic Landmark District character alive and accessible.
It's over 3,700 acres now. It's a reminder that preserving history isn't just about old buildings. It's about the land they sit on and the people willing to work together to protect it.
Next time you're headed through Georgetown and Silver Plume on I-70, take a look at the undeveloped mountainsides and remember the HDPLC. Thanks for listening.